Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 22nd of January 2018. We are working in the book of Jasher, Sefer HaYashar, the book of the upright. Jasher is not a person's name. It means upright. Book of the upright, HaYashar. Okay, pardon me just a second. Morning frog. Ah, yes, very early in the morning, about 6 o'clock. Going to be in chapter 31. And if you want to read along, you can go to www.sacred-texts.com, and that will take you to where you can link up on the Book of Jasher. They've got a whole menu there. And my website, where you can listen to or download all of my shows, Wake Up Call and Word for Word, https, as in sugar, :// www.pastor, P-A-S-T-O-R, hyphen, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, .com. It is not an interactive website. You can't post comments or troll, because I don't have the time to babysit. And that's exactly what would happen if I opened it up just for whatever. You can download or you can listen. It's got all kinds of links to two seed line sites. I am two seed line Christian identity only. And single seed liners, hey, good luck. But I'm a two seed liner, and that's how I am. Let's get started in chapter 31 here. Trying to find. Oh, there it is. Fiddling with the microphone. You can reference Genesis 29. Verse 21 for this first passage here. And in the seventh year, Jacob's service, which he served Laban, was completed. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for the days of my service are fulfilled. And Laban did so. And Laban and Jacob assembled all the people of that place, and they made a feast. Oh, boy. Poor Jacob. Laban is a dirty bird, and he's gonna do him dirt. Verse 2, and in the evening Laban came to the house, and afterward Jacob came there with the people of the feast. And Laban extinguished all the lights that were there in the house. Verse 3, and Jacob said unto Laban, Wherefore do you do this thing to us? And Laban answered, Such is our custom to act in this land. Okay, he was going to switch sisters on him. So he turned out all the lights so poor Jacob couldn't see which one he was going to get. You won't find that in the King James. Verse 4. And afterwards, Laban took his daughter Leah, not Rachel, Leah. He switched to sisters on And he brought her to Jacob, and he came to her, and Jacob did not know that she was Leah. Well, she evidently didn't say anything, and all cats are gray in the dark. And he came to her, well, he took her. He didn't know. He was in the dark. And verse 5, and Laban gave his daughter Leah, his maid Zilpah, for a handmaid. So the servant girl came with her. He got an extra. Verse 6. And all the people at the feast knew what Laban had done to Jacob, but they did not tell the thing to Jacob. Verse 7. And all the neighbors came that night to Jacob's house, and they ate and drank and rejoiced and played before Leah upon timbrels and with dances. And they responded before Jacob, Haleah, Haleah. Okay, that's Hebrew for it's Leah, it's Leah. She is yet is Leah. But he didn't know. Let's come two Hebrew words, he, which is the article, and Leah. She is Leah. And he didn't know. I think poor old Jacob was having some of that wine, and he was pretty merry, and he was finally going to go into his love and consummate the marriage and all that stuff, and she was veiled. I mean, they did the whole deal, and the lights were out, and they were partying, and he pulled a fast one on Jacob and got away with it. Verse 8, and Jacob heard their words, but did not understand their meaning. I guess he was pretty drunk. But he thought such might be their custom in this land. Verse 9, And the neighbors spoke these words before Jacob during the night. And all the lights that were in the house Laban had that night extinguished. He was in the dark in more ways than one. Poor Jacob. He blindsided him. He wanted to get rid of Leah, evidently. He wanted to marry off that older daughter. Verse 10. And in the morning, when daylight appeared, Jacob turned to his wife, and he saw, and behold, Leah that had been lying in his bosom. And Jacob said, Behold, now I know what the neighbors said last night. Haleah, they said, and I knew it not. Oh, boy. Hey, look. The scriptures can be funny. I know that they're all serious, and it's the word and all of that. And this is history, and it's telling you the whole story. But it's humorous. I mean, you got to admit, Laban really pulled it over his eyes. He didn't know what was. He hit him. Let me get a little drink of this nice hot coffee. Oh, I love reading this stuff. This is just marvelous. Verse 11, and Jacob called unto Laban and said unto him, what is this that you did to me? Surely I served you for Rachel, and why did you deceive me and did give me Leah? In other words, you gave me the wrong daughter. No, he had this in mind. That's why he turned out all the lights. Remember that old country song, turn out the lights, the party's over. Oh, boy. Well, they did that to poor Jacob. Verse 12, and Laban answered, saying, not so is it done in our place. In other words, he's trying to use local customs to hoodwink and bully Jacob. Not so is it done in our place to give the younger before the elder. Now, therefore, if you desire to take her sister likewise, take her unto you for the service which you will serve me for another 7 years. He got him for another 7 years service. Now you got to admit, Yahweh's hand is in this, because Leah was prolific. She couldn't have been too bad looking, because all the kids that they had, I mean, she wasn't as pretty as Rachel. Okay, it says so. But she was very fertile, and she had all kinds of sons for Jacob when his name was changed to Israel. And boy, oh boy. So this was engineered, and you know Yahweh's hand was in this. Verse 13. And Jacob did so. Now, I'm not reading Jacob, because there's no J in Hebrew. They've anglicized these translations, but I'm reading you the man's name was Jacob. And Jacob did so, and he also took Rachel for a wife. Had them both at the same time. They married up the other one. And he served Laban 7 years more, and Jacob also came to Rachel. And he loved Rachel more than Leah. Didn't mean he didn't love Leah. Okay? And he loved her more. Okay. And Laban gave her his maid Bilhah for a handmaid. She came with baggage as well. Okay. Verse 14. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was, and they have the word hated here. And they have that in the King James, but that word is not hated. It means loved less. Now, verse 13, it says he loved more Rachel. But he loved Leah too. Leah was a good woman. But she was loved less. I mean, he was really hot for Rachel. That was his first choice. Well, and when Yahweh saw that Leah was loved less, now that's correct, Yahweh opened her womb. In other words, she was fertile and he was going to bless her. And she conceived and bare Yaakov 4 sons in those days. That's what I said. She was fertile. Verse 15, and these are their names. Reuben, Shimeon, Lewi, and Yehuda. And she afterward left bearing. She had 4 in 4 consecutive years. Boom, 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 boom. Verse 16. And at that time, Rachel was barren. Okay. And she had no offspring. And Rachel envied her sister Leah. Stop right there. Back then, when things were proper, it was a woman's joy to have children. That was the ultimate goal, was to have as many and build big families. Today, they abort them. See how things have changed? And Rachel envied her sister Leah, and when Rachel saw that she bare no children to Yaakov, she took her handmaid Bilhah, and she bare Yaakov 2 sons, Dan and Naphtali. All right. Bilhah had those kids. But because she was Rachel's handmaid, they were accounted to Rachel, because she was a servant girl. And here we go, verse. So he was not only getting the 2 wives, but he was getting the two handmaids. Here's verse 17. And when Leah saw that she had left bearing, she also took her handmaid Zilpah, and she gave her to Yaakov for a wife. More like a concubine, okay? That's considered a wife. And Yaakov also came to Zilpah, and she also bare Yaakov 2 sons, Gad, G-A-D, not Gad, it's God, with an aw sound, and Asher. Now that is an ah sound for the A. Okay. That's 2 wives and 2 concubines at that point. I don't know how he had time to work. Verse 18. And Leah again conceived and bare Yaakov in those days 2 sons and 1 daughter. And these are their names. Issachar, Zebulun, and their sister, Dinah. Now, Dinah's going to come into play later, because there's going to be problems. And the one prince of Shechem violated her, and then they went and they just, the 2 brothers went and killed everybody. They were men in those days. You didn't fool around. Man. Verse 19. And Rachel was still barren in those days, and Rachel prayed unto Yahweh at that time, and she said, O Yahweh, remember me and visit me, I beseech you, for now my husband will cast me off, for I have borne him no children. No chance of that. He really loved her, even though she was childless. But she was worried because it was a woman's duty to have a family then. My, how things have changed. And the true Israelite population is dwindling now because the women won't have children. Verse 20. Now, O Yahweh, hear my supplication before you and see my affliction, and give me children like one of the handmaids, that I may no more bear my reproach. Because it was a shame in their culture. It was shameful that she couldn't have children. Verse 21. And Yah heard her and opened her womb. Okay. And Rachel conceived and bore a son. And she says, Yahweh has taken away my reproach. And she called his name Yosef. It means, it's actually Yah-Seph. Not Yosef, but they spell it Yosef. Yah-Seph, actually. May Yahweh add to me another son. And that's what it means. Yosef, or Yah-Seph. May Yahweh add. And Yaakov was 91 years old when she bore him. Ooh. 91. So things were different physically for the men of Israel at that time, because they lived longer and they were prolific with their wives. They were building a nation, okay? Like the sands of the sea. Verse 22. At that time, Jacob's mother, Rebekah, sent her nurse, Deborah, the daughter of Uz, and two of Yitzhak's servants unto Jacob. And they came to Yaakov to Haran, and they said unto him, Rebekah has sent us to thee that thou shalt return to your father's house to the land of Canaan. And Yaakov hearkened unto them in this which his mother had spoken. Verse 24, at that time, the other 7 years which Yaakov served for Laban, for Rachel, were completed. He was free and clear. And it was at the end of 14 years that he had dwelt in Haran that Yaakov said unto Laban, give me my wives. In other words, it's time for me to go. And send me away that I may go back to my land. For behold, my mother did send unto me from the land of Canaan that I should return to my father's house. And here's the response. Verse 25, and Laban said unto him, not so, I pray you. If I have found favor in your sight, do not leave me. In other words, he was running everything for Laban, and Laban was liking it. Appoint me your wages, and I will give them, and remain with me. Okay. Verse 26. Now Yaakov is going to return the favor because Laban evidently was not all that honest. And he did the thing with Leah, and he's really milking Yaakov for all he's worth. And this is the scenario here. Verse 26, and Yaakov said unto him, this is what you shall give me for wages, that I shall this day pass through all your flock and take away from them every lamb that is speckled and spotted. Okay, speckled and spotted. I'm underlining these. And such as are brown among the sheep and amongst the goats. Speckled and spotted sheep and goats and brown ones. And if you will do this thing for me, I will return and feed your flock and keep them as at the first. In other words, I'll go back to work for you. Okay. Verse 27. And Laban did so, and Laban removed from his flock all that Yaakov had said and gave them to him. Verse 28, and Yaakov placed all that he had removed from Laban's flock in the hands of his sons. They had grown up. They were helping to tend the sheep, and Yaakov was feeding the remainder of Laban's flock. Verse 29, and when the servants of Yitzchak, which he had sent unto Yaakov, saw that Yaakov would not then return with them. Okay. He would return later. Would not then return with them to the land of Canaan to his father. Then they went away from him. And they returned home to the land of Canaan. And Deborah remained with Yaakov and Haran, and she did not return with the servants of Yitzchak to the land of Canaan. And Deborah resided with Yaakov's wives and children in Haran. Okay, here's the time period. And Yaakov served Laban 6 years longer. Okay, another 6 years. That's 20 years, 14 and 6. And when the sheep brought forth, Yaakov removed from them such as were speckled and spotted, as he had determined with Laban. And Yaakov did so at Laban's for 6 years. And the man increased abundantly, and he had cattle and maidservants and men servants, camels and asses. Now they call cattle, small cattle is sheep and goats. That's how they termed it in Hebrew. Okay. Verse 13, and he also probably had cows too. Verse 32, and Jacob had 200 drove of cattle, and his cattle were of large size and of beautiful appearance and were very productive, and all the families of the sons of men desired to get some of the cattle of Jacob, for they were exceedingly prosperous. Verse 33. And many of the sons of men came to procure some of Jacob's flock, and Jacob gave them a sheep for a manservant or a maidservant or for an ass or a camel or whatever Jacob desired from them, they gave him. He was a trader. He was trading with these people. Verse 34, and Jacob obtained riches and honor and possessions by means of these transactions. Okay, by means of these transactions with the sons of men. Okay, that would be sons of Adam, or it could be Ish. That doesn't really matter. And the children of Laban envied him of this honor. In other words, he was doing really well and they were getting really jealous. Verse 35. And in the course of time, he heard the words of Laban's son saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's, he has acquired all this glory. They were very jealous and spiteful. Verse 36, and Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban and of his children, and behold, it was not toward him in those days as it had been before. In other words, they were giving him dirty looks. And here we go. And Yahweh appeared to Jacob at the expiration of the 6 years and said unto him, arise, go forth out of this land and return unto the land of your birthplace, and I will be with you. Now, you don't argue with that. That was a direct command, you know. It wasn't like the family came, oh, come home, come home. This was Yahweh's doing. Verse 38. And Jacob rose up at that time, and he mounted his children and wives and all belonging to him upon camels. And he went forth to go to the land of Canaan to his father Yitzchak. Okay. Took all of his sheep, all everything, and it just split. Verse 39. And Laban did not know that Jacob had gone from him, for Laban had been that day sheep shearing. Now, here we come into part of a problem. And you can reference Genesis 31, verse 19 for this section. And Rachel stole her father's images. He was an idol worshiper. Okay? And she took them, and she concealed them upon the camel upon which she sat, and she went on. Stole all his little idols. And this is the manner of the images. This is verse 41. in taking a man who is the firstborn and slaying him, and taking the hair off his head, and taking salt and salting the head and anointing it in oil, then taking a small tablet of copper or a tablet of gold and writing the name upon it, and placing the tablet under his tongue, and taking the head with the tablet under the tongue and putting it in the house, and lighting up lights before it and bowing down to it. They sacrificed humans for these idols. They were demonic. And at verse 42, and at the time when they bow down to it, it speaks to them in all matters that they ask of it through the power of the name which is written in it. In other words, they wrote down the name of a demon. They killed a man and made some of these idols. And they were had demons in them, and they would speak. In other words, to give false information or whatever. Verse 43, and some make them in the figures of men, of gold and silver, and go to them in times known to them. In other words, when the stars were right, and the figures receive the influence of the stars. Now, stars can be a metaphor for beings, angels, okay? And tell them future things, and in this manner were the images which Rachel stole from her father. Now, this is demonic divination. This is evil. Verse 44, and this is why. And Rachel stole these images which were her father's, in order that Laban might not know through them where Yaakov had gone. Because the little demons that were in these idols would tell him. All kinds of evil workings going on. Verse 45. And Laban came home, and he asked concerning Yaakov and his household, and he was not. And it has to be found in italics. And Laban sought his images to know where Jacob had gone, Yaakov had gone. There you go. And could not find them, and he went to some other images. And he inquired of them, and they told him demonic beings and they told him that Yaakov had fled from him to his fathers to the land of Canaan. In other words, Laban didn't want Yaakov to leave. He was virtually a prisoner, but he didn't know it. Verse 46. And Laban then rose up, and he took his brothers and all his servants. In other words, he got a small army together. And he went forth and pursued Yaakov, and he overtook him in Mount Gilead. And Laban said unto Yaakov, what is this you have done to me to flee and deceive me? Well, in the Hebrew, it means steal my heart. deceive, okay, and steal my heart, because he was taking his daughters away. So, taking of the daughters, you know, he stole his heart away. And lead my daughters and their children as captives taken by the sword. Verse 48. And you did not suffer me to kiss them and send them away with joy. And you did steal my gods and did go away. Verse 49. And Yaakov answered Laban, saying, because I was afraid lest you would take your daughters by force from me, and now with whomsoever you find your gods, he shall die. Oh! That's going to come back. That is... going to be the end of Rachel. That's whatever Jacob, the chosen of Yahweh, said, it was going to come to pass. Well, Rachel was going to get it later. Verse 50, and Laban searched for the images and examined in all Jacob's tents and furniture, but could not find them. Verse 51, and Laban said unto Jacob, we will make a covenant together, and it shall be a testimony between me and you. If you shall afflict my daughters, or shall take other wives beside my daughters, even Yah shall be a witness between me and you in this matter. See, he believed in Yahweh, but he worshipped those images. Well, there's a lot of people that believe in Yahweh today, but they're not faithful. They just do whatever. Verse 52. And they took stones and made a heap. And Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and you. Therefore he called the name of it Gilead, means heap of a witness, or witness heap. Verse 53, and Jacob and Laban offered sacrifice upon the mount, and they ate there by the heap, and they tarried in the mount all night. And Laban rose up early in the morning, and he wept with his daughters, and he kissed them, and returned unto his place. Yahweh sent him off. Verse 54, and he hastened and sent off his son Beor, who was 17 years old, with Abikoroth, the son of Uz, the son of Nahor, and with them were 10 men. Verse 55, and they hastened and went and passed on the road before Jacob, and they came by another road to the land of Seir. Verse 56, and they came unto Esau and said unto him, thus saith your brother and relative, your mother's brother Laban, the son of Betuel, saying, have you heard what Jacob, your brother, has done unto me, who first came to me naked and bare? And I went to meet him and brought him to my house with honor, and I made him great, and I gave him my two daughters for wives, and also two of my maids. Verse 58. And Yah blessed him on my account, and he increased abundantly, and had sons, daughters, and maidservants. He is also an immense stock of flocks and herds, camels and asses, also silver and gold in abundance, And when he saw that his wealth increased, he left me while I went to shear my sheep, and he rose up and fled in secrecy. In other words, they're telling on Yaakov. They're trying to get Esau to come at him again. Laban was not going to let this go. So this is a dirty deal by Laban right here. And he lifted, verse 60, he lifted his wives and children upon camels, and he led away all his cattle and property, which he acquired in my land. And he lifted up his countenance to go to his father Yitzchak to the land of Canaan. Verse 61, and he did not suffer me to kiss my daughters and their children. He led my daughters as captives, taken by the sword, and he also stole my gods, and he fled. Verse 62, and now I have left him in the mountain of the brook of Yabbok. Him and all his belongings to him, he lacks nothing. If it be your wish to go to him, go, and there you will find him, and you can do unto him as your soul desires. In other words, he was sicking Esau on Jacob. Sick him. And Laban's messengers came and told Esau all these things. So Laban was not honest to head that heap of witness and all this other stuff. And he put on a good show. And it was all fake. Verse 64. And Esau heard all the words of Laban's messengers, and his anger was greatly kindled against Yaakov. Okay. That was the desired effect of what the servants of Laban were sent for. And he remembered his hatred. Because he never had forgiven and still has not forgiven Yaakov Yisrael. And his anger burned within him. Verse 65, and Esau hastened and took his children and servants and the souls of his household, 60 men. And he went and assembled all the children of Seir the Horite and their people, being 340 men, and took all this number of 400 men with drawn swords, and he went to Yaakov to smite him. Verse 60, and Esau hastened, and verse 66, pardon me, and Esau divided this number into several parts, and he took the 60 men of his children and servants and the souls of his household as one head, and gave them in care of Eliphaz, his eldest son. Now you remember, Eliphaz went to kill Yaakov before, and Yahweh intervened. He just robbed him. Okay. Verse 67, and the remaining heads he gave to the care of the six sons of Seir the Horite, and he placed every man over his generations and children. Verse 68, and the whole of this camp went as it was, and Esau went amongst them toward Yaakov, and he conducted them with speed. They were chasing him hard. Verse 69, and Laban's messengers departed from Esau and went to the land of Canaan, and they came to the house of Rebekah, the mother of Yaakov and Esau. So they're going to sow more discord. Verse 70, and they told her, saying, Behold, your son Esau has gone against his brother Jacob with 400 men, for he heard that he was coming, and he has gone to make war with him, and to smite him, and to take all that he has. Verse 71. And Rebekah hastened and sent 72 men from the servants of Yitzchak to meet Jacob on the road, for she said, peradventure, in other words, perhaps, Esau may make war in the road when he meets him. Verse 72, and these messengers went on the road to meet Jacob, and they met him in the road of the brook on the opposite side of the brook Yabbok. And Jacob said when he saw them, this camp is destined to me from Yah. And Jacob called the name of that place Machanaim, camp of God. You can reference Genesis 32, verse 2. Verse 73, and Jacob knew all his father's people, and he kissed them and embraced them and came with them. And Jacob asked them concerning his father and mother, and they said they were well. And verse 74, and these messengers said unto him, said unto Jacob, Rebekah, your mother has sent us to you, saying, I have heard my son that your brother Esau has gone forth against you on the road with men from the children of Seir the Horite. Verse 75. And therefore, my son, hearken to my voice and see with your counsel what you will do. And when he comes up to you, supplicate him and do not speak rashly to him, and give him a present from what you possess and from what Yah has favored you with. In other words, buy him off. Verse 76. And when he asks you concerning your affairs, conceal nothing from him. Perhaps he may turn from his anger against you, and you will thereby save your soul. Now, soul is nefesh, that's your being, your body, okay, your life. You and all belonging to you, for it is your duty to honor him, for he is your elder brother. Verse 77, and when Jacob heard the words of his mother, which the messengers had spoken to him, Jacob lifted up his voice and wept bitterly, and he did, that is, his mother then commanded him. He was going to listen to her good advice. Okay? And that ends chapter 31. We only got one chapter in today. Well, that's acceptable. I'm not rushing it. I'm not trying to push things through in a hurry, because it does not serve the purpose well, if I do that. This needs to be examined carefully, and all these verses need to be gone over. So if I'm just pushing, that's not gonna be good. It's not gonna do what needs to be done with the scripture. Well, we have seen the duplicity of the people involved in this chapter. Laban was just not a good man, okay? Laban had his moral issues. Esau, as you can see, is still full of hatred. His progeny have retained that hatred until today. They hate Israel today. All the Edomites. Not much has changed. We saw the devil worship, the images that Rachel stole, because Laban was an idol worshiper. What do you say to that? Not a lot to say. You're not dealing with godly people here. You're dealing, you know, now Jacob was godly. He was following Yahweh's directions. But the others, well, they were not. And there's no disputing it. I mean, it's plain as day. You don't get this fact that these little idols were possessed with demons. You just don't get that in the King James. So I hope I have given you some additional information. And all I can say to that is more to come. I will be back with a new show on Wednesday, the 24th, and we will begin in chapter 32 of Yasher and continue on from there. Well, I will say Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you, and I'll see you then. That's all I can say. Praise Yahweh, and have a good day.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads us.